From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Missouri farmers have already been affected by a threatened Chinese tariff on agricultural commodities. The Columbia, Missourian reports that soybean prices have fallen by at least $1.30 since President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. will impose tariffs on $50 million of Chinese goods. Officials from the Missouri Soybean Association say this is a big deal, especially because the price dropped in reaction to the threat of the 25% tariff, though it has not been officially enacted. According to the Missouri Crop Resource Guide, Missouri soybean exports are worth $1.26 billion, and the state is ranked number 8th in exports. Greg Luce of the Missouri Soybean Association says that about 30% of the crop that the state exports goes to China. Luce said that the trade war tariffs affect wider rural economies, not just farmers. Small-town economies that depend on agriculture, he said, will also be negatively affected. A U.S. Circuit Court ruled last week that Missouri alcohol retailers are now able to market discounts or below-cost prices in commercial advertisements. The Columbia, Missourian reports that a judge in the Circuit Court's Western District decided that state regulations that barred vendors from advertising special prices or deals on liquor violated the First Amendment because they inhibited truthful advertising. The Western District ruled that the state failed to prove that the regulations were not more extensive than necessary or that they advanced the state's interest of preventing overconsumption and underage drinking. The court also said that the state could better prevent alcohol abuse through other means, including increasing excise taxes or creating educational campaigns. A citizen activist group advocating for the equitable treatment of Missourians has released a report that outlines two potential causes of the racial disparity in traffic stops made by the Columbia Police Department. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the Empower Missouri Human Rights Task Force used data from the state's annually compiled 2017 vehicle stop report to calculate rates of disparity, and the report found that black drivers were about 4.3 times more likely to be pulled over by Columbia police than white drivers last year. The report identifies policing strategies such as ordering officers to conduct what are called saturation patrols in certain areas of town as a contributing factor to the problem. According to the report, officers pull over drivers in these patrol areas for any traffic violation, regardless of severity. The so-called hot spots, where officers are instructed to use the saturation patrol method, may exacerbate the disparity. Empower Missouri also reported that a lack of clear standards for CPD officers to file information about traffic stops may lead to inaccurate records of stops and the reasons they were made. The Columbia City Council tabled a decision on Monday night on whether to study the prospect of harvesting renewable natural gas from the city's landfill, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Though the city already burns off methane gas gathered by the landfill and converts it to electricity, Columbia's utility partner, Energy Authority, says the city could harvest pipeline-quality gas from the landfill that could be used for transportation fuel. According to the council memo, the study would cost the city about $19,000. The council raised concerns about cost and environmental impact. Mayor Brian Treese said that delaying the vote by 2 months will give the city council time to meet with Columbia Water and Light to discuss the study. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News.